USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm like, why are you hitting a star?
That man, speaking of when he confronted a man who was destroying President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame with a pickaxe early today.
You know, like, man, what did Donald Trump do to you? He just came and started hitting.
David Palmer and other witnesses say the suspect just took an axe out of a guitar case and started destroying the star. He reportedly called the LAPD as he walked away and later turned himself in to Beverly Hills Police. President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani says a recording of a 2016 conversation between then-candidate Trump and his former lawyer Michael Cohen gives, quote, no indication of any crime being committed. Giuliani tells Fox News Trump was unaware of any possible payment to a former Playboy model who's alleged she had an affair with Trump a dozen years before he was elected. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
An automaker's highly revered CEO has passed away. Sergio Marchionne died on Wednesday morning. He was the executive who brought Fiat and Chrysler back from near collapse. He joined Fiat in 2004, leading the Turin-based company's merger with then-bankrupt Chrysler. Then he built the dysfunctional companies into the world's seventh-largest automaker. Marchionne had surgery for a shoulder problem about 3 weeks ago in Switzerland, and word is he died of subsequent complications. He was 66. There are more allegations of sexual misconduct at NFL Network. The latest suit filed in Los Angeles yesterday accusing Hall of Fame receiver Michael Irvin and defensive back Eric Davis, among others, of harassing a makeup artist at the network. It details inappropriate touching, text messages, and harassment over the course of a decade. Davis was fired in January. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A suspicious package left at the South Los Angeles office of Congresswoman Maxine Waters is not a danger. That according to police and hazardous materials teams who were called in yesterday after the package reportedly featuring a reference to anthrax was found at the House Democrats' office. The office evacuated, but no one was injured. Waters has been calling for President Trump's impeachment, and she's been under fire since she was urging people starting last month to confront Trump administration officials in public if they don't agree with their policies. Roseanne Barr is going to be doing her first televised interview since getting fired by ABC over a racist tweet she sent. Barr is going to be on Sean Hannity's Fox News show tomorrow night. Fox says Barr will be discussing her tweet comparing Obama administration aide Valerie Jarrett to an ape. The comparison is what prompted ABC to cancel the reboot of Barr's show, Roseanne. The network's ordered a spinoff series, though, called The Conners, which Barr is not part of, and that will premiere in October. And Yelp is going to start showing restaurant health inspection records. The new policy actually started yesterday on around 40% of its U.S. restaurant listings collected from local health departments. That number will continue to grow, they say, within the next few weeks. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather for 100 in County. Showers are likely today and possible thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Chance of rain, 70%, and currently the temperature is 79. Tonight, showers and more possible thunderstorms. Chance of precipitation, 90%. Temperature for tonight, I don't see it. Thursday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms. High around 85 Thursday night. Guess right, showers before 9 p.m. Low of 67 Friday, showers and rain. Chance of precipitation is 40%, so it's getting a little bit better. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. A chance of storms on Saturday. But it may become partly sunny with a high near 85, and Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 84. Finally, a break in the weather. It is currently 12:08.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, and I want to do a little happy dance because I got the technology down today anyway, and everything went smoothly for me to, this is my cheat sheet here to get on. Anyway, I am a licensed professional counselor. I've got my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington. And I do Counselor's Chat pretty much every Wednesday. I know this month has been a little spotty with 4th of July, and I was actually at a conference last week. So I'm back, obviously. And I'm going to talk today about self-care and mental health. Now, for those of you that listen, you realize and have heard me say that one of the things that is a priority for me and why I do Counselor's Chat is to and promote good mental health and to remove the stigma. The conference that I went to is called Recovery 360. It was fantastic. It was all about addiction and recovery and trauma, and the problems that we have in our society. Just a few statistics. In 2017, we had 64,000 people die of opiate addiction. We had 90,000 people die from alcoholism or alcohol-related accidents. So that's 154,000 5,000 plus people. That doesn't include cocaine, ecstasy, you know, just so many things. And I am going to include marijuana. I know those of you who say, oh, nobody died of marijuana, of an overdose. Well, marijuana is getting stronger. It does cause anxiety and depression, schizophrenia. And there have been a lot of car accidents due to people smoking and driving. So you may not die of an overdose, but it can kill you anyway. So one of the things that was said that was really kind of impressive, and I'm actually hoping to have this person on my show at some point after I figure out the technology of how to do that, was that every 3 days we have over 3,000 people die in the United States of opiates alone. And he equated it to every 3 days we have a 9/11 and we don't talk about it. Every 3 days we have a 9/11 and we don't talk about it. So that was rather, this is what I do for a living, but to put it that way really was rather startling. I took sessions and courses on other addictions, gambling addiction, shopping addiction. There were speakers on eating disorders. And some of you may have seen that I posted this past week some information on being addicted to, oh, my phone. See, look at that. My phone is not even here next to me. But, yeah, this stuff, gadget addiction. Gaming is addiction. The World Health Organization has declared it an actual addiction. There are actual rehabs for people, just like drugs, alcohol, eating disorder treatment programs. There are actual treatment programs for people who are addicted to their gadgets. It's a real thing. And just think about it. We get our kids hooked onto this, and next thing you know, by the time they're 15, 16, they're just so absorbed by this, and it can lead to such a pathway that's not what we want. So so that's a little bit about my experience last week. It was a fantastic conference, and I'm really so glad that we went. And I say, my husband's also a counselor. He's been on the show. So he and I both went. So my topic for today is self-care as it applies to our mental health. And I'm going to start with, yes, there's some really basic things. Eating well, exercise, sleep. I'll talk a little bit more about some of those things. But it's also self-esteem. So I do talk about self-esteem on occasion here. Maybe it comes up almost every program. But self-esteem is the thoughts that I have about myself and my self-talk. So what's self-talk? Self-talk are the things that I say to myself. I can have negative self-talk. I'm stupid, I'm fat, I'm ugly, can't accomplish anything, everything I do is wrong, on and on. Or I can have positive self-talk. I'm capable, I make good choices, I have good friends in my life, I can do a lot of things, I accept failure and mistakes as a way to grow and to expand my life. Those thoughts, they're positive, they build self-esteem. When you give me a compliment, what you're doing is you're telling me how you esteem me, and that is other esteem. In addition, when we are children, it's really important that parents and teachers provide that language to children. So if you're always negative with your children, you're going to provide them with negative self-talk. If they're sitting and listening to you say, "Oh my God, I'm so fat," as you're standing in the mirror, you're teaching them that negative language. They're observing you, you're teaching them. And so they're going to walk away also with negative self-talk language. Giving children trophies for showing up, those types of things, that doesn't improve self-esteem. A kid knows when they've lost a game or when they haven't done well. Competition is a natural part of who we are as human beings. Of course, we can take it to an extreme level, but as human beings, we take many things to an extreme level. So some competition is a good thing. It helps us strive and move forward. It's not about saying, "Oh, well, I'm better than you are." Now we're starting to have an ego problem. And of course, "I'm less than you" is also a low self-esteem problem. So we really want to let people know we're all the same. We're all equal. We're human beings. It doesn't matter your education, your color, your ethnicity, your religion. We're all human beings. We all have the right to strive, and we all can be a little competitive. It can be a good thing, a little competition. It's like salt on your food. A little salt is a good thing. Unloading a whole salt shaker? No, you've just ruined the whole dish. So building self-esteem can be a real key towards self-care. Keeping a journal, or I'm going to even say a mood diary, that can be also an important part of self-care, journaling. So journaling is not, you know, I said a mood diary. It's not a diary like I had bacon and eggs for breakfast and, you know, I had a dentist appointment at 10 o'clock and that kind of thing. This kind of diary or a journal is I'm writing about my thoughts and my feelings. So I'm going to notice if I'm anxious, if I'm depressed, if I have fears or phobias, if I have negative self-esteem, I could talk about my relationships and how they make me feel. So keeping that kind of a diary can be really useful. I have something to look at, something to review. Say, you know what, I'm depressed a lot. Or I have a lot of anxiety, and so what I might want to do is see a counselor. Tell someone. I've noticed I'm writing all kinds of thoughts about death and dying. I really should talk to somebody about this and get some help. And that's what you would call a counselor or a social worker, clinical social worker. It's really good. Sorry, itch on my nose. It's really good for self-care to have support system. So it may be my family or parts of my family, having some good friends that I can talk to and confide in, have fun with, support them. They support me through hard times. Being part of a support group. So if you find yourself living in an alcoholic situation or an addictive situation, finding a support group like Al-Anon. Or if you grew up in a situation, calling someone or having someone who, adult children of alcoholics. There are many different types of support groups. There are support groups for depression and anxiety. There's just many different things. So you can go online and look them up. Some of the things online are also, in other words, you could go to Overeaters Online or Adult Children Online. You can create online relationships. And, of course, we've got texting and FaceTime and all of that. And I'm not going to necessarily say that is the best kind of relationship. We really want to have relationships where we do face-to-face. Why is that? Well, I can text and you don't really know what's going on with me emotionally. I can talk to you on the phone. I get a little bit of nuances about how you're feeling, but I can't really read your eyes. Now, yes, in FaceTime, we have more of an ability to do that, to read someone's face, but it's still in the confines of a screen. And so somewhere in our brain, I'm watching a television. So not really having that human contact. So if I'm having a hard time, I'm talking to somebody, we're doing FaceTime or Skype or something like that, they might say, yeah, I really want to hug you, or I really need a hug. I can't do it. Can't do it. That face-to-face time is super, super important. So it's important to, for self-care, to have friends. In addition, for those of you who have religious leanings, get involved in your church or your temple, synagogue. Get involved. There's so many different areas, choirs, youth groups, charity, fundraising. And that also means you can get into volunteering. Volunteer at a pet shelter or a youth club or cleaning up local park or stream. There's so many ways. The hospitals, there's so many ways to volunteer. So that's also one way to nourish your social life. Join clubs. I have a client who does a board gaming club. You can join an orchestra. You can join a choir. You can join a walking club, a travel club. So there's so many things that we can do where you are getting involved and expanding your social life. If you are an introvert, and I want to sort of underscore this, if you're an introvert, you may say, I really don't want to have a lot of people in my life. So you might want to volunteer at the library. You could do that, of course. An introvert exhausts themselves by being around too many people. And they gain energy by quiet time and alone time. An extrovert, they gain their strength from being around lots of people and the excitement of people. They sort of gain energy that way. So if you're an extrovert, by all means, go out there and join groups and fundraise and join a walkathon and marathon and do those things. Join a gym, join some of these exercise groups that are out there now that really are more than just going to a gym and coming home. You know, going to a gym and coming home is where you don't really interact with many people. That's much more of an introverts type of exercise kind of routine, I would think. Anyway, besides that. So self-care includes things like social support, good self-esteem, doing some journaling, having some alone time, getting to know yourself through that alone time. So I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I'm going to be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host, and glad to be with you today.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm a licensed professional counselor, meaning I have my master's in counseling, licensed by New Jersey, and nationally certified. So I'm talking today about self-care. Yesterday was Self-Care Day, National Self-Care Day. One day a year is not sufficient. Self-care needs to be part of our routine. It's something that we do every day, like brush our teeth. Hopefully we do that every day. Take a shower. Getting sleep. Sleep is an important part of good self-care. So a lot of us are under-rested. It's not a word. I'm making it up. We don't get enough sleep. Studies show 7 to 9 hours. 9 hours is probably even better than 8 hours. And most of us get 5.5, 6 hours, if we're lucky. Studies show that if we are driving and we're sleep-deprived, that we drive as if we've had a couple of drinks. So that means our response time is slow, our judgment is off. We may even fall asleep at the wheel. So that can be dangerous. In addition, not getting enough sleep, well, that will contribute to health issues, weight gain, lack of concentration, depression, anxiety. So it's really important. Not only that, but our brain, when we're sleeping, it rejuvenates, our bodies rejuvenate. It's just something that we need. So often I get clients that come in and say, one of the problems is I can't fall asleep. And I talk about with them something called sleep hygiene. And that really means, what is it that you do that hour before you go to bed? Well, you know, I'm watching television, I'm eating a snack, you know, I'm on my cell phone, I'm on Facebook, and then I go exercise for 20 minutes, I brush my teeth, and I go fall into bed with my clothes on. Don't even take my makeup off if I'm a woman. Well, man anymore, even these days, doesn't matter. There's no sleep hygiene. There's no getting ready. There's no sleep preparation. very important thing. It's part of self-care. Now, I confess, I have a tendency to be on Facebook sometimes at night while I'm getting ready for bed. I tend to shower at night. One of the things about showering at night, take a warm shower. My body cools off after the shower. It helps relax me. One of the things that happens when we get in bed is our body temperature naturally drops. It's part of going to sleep. So taking a shower, not only does the water relax me, or sometimes a bath, not only does the water relax me, but it triggers that mechanism in my body to cool down. So that will help me fall asleep. The other thing is bright lights. I don't want bright lights. You can go get, there are salt lights. You can find them at Bed Bath & Beyond or some other store like that. We've seen them. They're these orange, kind of look like stones lights. The thing is that orange, yellow, red light, that's more like a fire. That's when our bodies slow down. That's when the melatonin kicks in. Our brain automatically produces melatonin. It's the hormone that makes us sleepy. It's the hormone that makes bears hibernate. Green light, yellow light, white light, blue light, those are daytime colors. So those colors stimulate my eyes. You might want to think about painting your room. I don't know if you can see. This is like a good color. It's sort of an orange, burnt orange kind of color. It's a good color for a bedroom. So it helps, you know, bright green or, you know, it's stimulating. I know when I go places, clocks, you know, they got the green or the blue lights. I turn them around. I don't have that because I will wake up because the color of the clock, the light from the clock. So I turn them around or unplug them. Listening to soft music, listening to a meditation, listening to an online hypnotic suggestion. Doing a body scan and deep breathing. What does that mean? That means I'm going to breathe in, I'm going to flex my muscles, I'm going to breathe out and release them. And so that can actually help relax my body. I learned something at this conference, which I found really useful, and that is, I don't have the technical term, but human beings, we are rhythm-driven, I'm going to say that. So that's why we dance to music and all of that. But one of the things is that he said tapping. So I know you don't see me tapping on your legs. Probably about 1, 2, 3, 4. It might be a little fast, but he's tapping on your legs, creating a rhythm at night while you're lying in bed, and begin to slow down. You could hear him slowing down. So what that does is it also helps relax, getting us ready for bed. Taking melatonin can help. Things like lavender can help getting ready for bed. So we don't want to fall into bed. We want to give ourselves a good 45 minutes to prepare to sleep. So that would be one of the things in terms of self-care. Eating healthy. So if I'm living on caffeine, sugar, high carbs, donuts, junk food, I'm not giving my body proper nutrients. My body needs a well-balanced diet. Now, if you're vegetarian, vegan, you need to make sure that you're getting enough protein through vegetables and nuts, very important. If you're not a vegetarian, again, you still need to make sure you're getting enough protein. And you need to make sure you're getting enough fruits and vegetables. These things are really important because we are, really think of it this way, we're ingesting chemicals that taste good. But we can ingest chemicals that don't taste, that taste good but aren't good for us. Donuts, sugar, candy. And they can affect our mood. So if I'm eating a lot of sugar, I get a sugar high. Within 45 minutes, I have a sugar low. I crave more sugar. I go back up. It's very much like this. It's very, and sugar can be carbohydrates can be addictive. So it's just a little heads up on that. Avoid drugs and alcohol. Oh, you know, having a glass of alcohol, wine, schnapps before I go to bed really relaxes me. Well, alcohol is not a relaxant. It's a depressant. It depresses brain function. In other words, slows it down, turns it off. You actually do not get a good, restful night's sleep. It also, with a lot of alcohol, you're dehydrating your brain, which is why you wake up with a hangover. Your brain is now dehydrated, so you have another drink. You have some water. You may actually feel a little tipsy, depending upon how much you, because you're rehydrating your brain. It's not good for sleeping. You're not sleeping. You're putting yourself in a stupor. Very different. And, of course, avoiding drugs. Now, if you're on prescription medication, that's a completely different topic. I'm not going to get into that, but whatever. Another thing for good self-care is keeping physically active. So one of the things that was talked about today at the conference was being physically active. That one of the things that happens when we are physically active, 10 minutes, 5 minutes of activity can actually help reduce the cortisol, which is an anxiety hormone in our system, creates depression, causes more anxiety, puts weight on. So those kinds of things can actually help us doing exercise, relax, help us create endorphins in our brain. An endorphin is a natural painkiller. Because think about it. If I did not have endorphins and I'm running or exercising, I've got bones and joints doing this, it's pretty painful. I actually, my body creates chemicals so I don't feel that. And I feel better after I walk or exercise or do yoga or go for a swim. It can just be doing something at home, dancing in your living room or kitchen. It doesn't have to be something, you know, tremendously like I have to go to the gym. It can be other things that promote exercise. Gardening, walking your dog every day, get a dog to walk every day, those kinds of things. Part of self-care, going to the doctor, getting your checkup, making sure that you've got vaccines, if you need vaccines, such as I just was vaccinated earlier this year so that I don't get shingles. I don't want shingles. Thank you very much. For people who are older, you know, getting a pneumonia vaccine, flu shots. Now, I know there's people that are against that, but I haven't had the flu for many years now. I get flu shots. I had a year where I got the flu 3 times in a row. I swore I would never do it again, and that's why I get flu shots. And of course, you know, getting blood work taken care of, checking your glucose levels, doing those things that maintain your health. Go to the dentist. Go to the dentist. Get your teeth cleaned. It's amazing. Sometimes dentists are actually trained to check out your teeth and your gums. They can actually tell sometimes that something's going on even before you know it. So that's important. Get a mammogram. Get a prostate checkup. Do those things that you need to do for your physical health. Stay on your medication. Do not go off medication without talking to your doctor first. Do not share medication. Bad, bad. Do not share medication. So that is part of personal care. Take a vitamin. Take a vitamin mineral. It's a good thing for you. Some people don't go by that, but I'm a big vitamin person. Make sure you do some of these small things every day. Take a shower, brush your teeth, change your underwear, make your bed. Make your bed, self-care. You know what? I can't get into my bed without it being made. There's nothing worse for me than getting into my bed. I'm talking about sleep hygiene, right? Getting into my bed, it's all crumpled and rumpled. I don't sleep well. I have got to have my bed made for me to have a good night's sleep. I need my sheets smooth and cool. That's me. But studies actually show that getting into a bed that's made with clean sheets is actually healthy. Change your towels every couple of days. Don't use the same towel for a week. Don't use the same towel for a month. Don't do that. The towels are wet. And when you dry off, and then, you know, they can get moldy. You don't want to dry yourself with a moldy towel. I mean, think about these. This is self-care. Washing your hands is a good thing. We can overwash. It's actually a good thing to walk barefoot outside. It's a good thing to do that. Eating clean is a good thing. I don't think it's necessarily all the time. You might want to make sure that you wash your fruit and vegetables. You want to make sure that if you're cooking chicken or pork, that you clean your sink really, really well. These are just some basic, healthy, read the ingredients on the back of a can. Check out the sodium, that's the salt. Check out the calories. Really? This can is like 3.5 servings? Heck, I would just eat the whole thing. That's information I didn't know. Google information about food. I think that's really important. So I need to take another commercial break. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody! around town.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have got my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor and I am licensed in the state of New Jersey as a licensed professional counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington. If you are interested in finding out more about what I do, please find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole, that's two L's, counselor, O-R, dot net. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. You can schedule an appointment if you need to talk about anything from anxiety, depression, addiction, early recovery, if you grew up in an addicted family, codependency, anger management, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress, just to name a few things that I do. I've been a counselor for over 30 years, so I've got a little bit of experience. In addition, if you want to make a comment about the show, please do so. You can follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Also, I am on LinkedIn under Ruth Altamura Roll. And would love to hear from you if you have suggestions or a comment. And, of course, call me, 908-237-2899, again, to make a comment about the show. If you have a topic suggestion, I'd love to hear that, too. Sometimes someone will make a suggestion, and that becomes my topic. Sometimes what may happen is talking to my clients. I may say, you know what, I'm thinking this might be a good topic for a show. So there's a number of ways that I pick topics. But one of the things, you know, as I said today, is I'm talking about self-care. And the thing that I find is really important is check out your mental health. I started off talking about like a mood diary or a journal. If I'm finding out that as I'm reading and writing things about myself that I've got a lot of anxiety or depression, call a counselor. Call me. I don't keep a waiting list. If you're struggling with addiction, you may not even realize that this is going on in your life. I have people that come in and they talk to me about, you know, having relationship problems. And as we're talking and I explore information, I ask them questions, I think maybe, you know, you're drinking every day. You think maybe that might be, you know, an issue in your life. Well, I never really thought about it, but and I educate. So I think that that's important. In self-care, as I said, we go for that physical. We get a haircut. Get our oil changed in our car. We do all kinds of things. We don't go for a mental health checkup. And you know, I've been promoting that, getting a mental health checkup. You don't know until you go find out. Just because I've always been, I've had, I'm going to call it, it's dysthymia, it's a low-grade constant depression. I don't realize it. It's something I've always had. Like a fish doesn't realize they're in water. That's because they've always been in water. I didn't realize I have an issue until I go talk to someone and, wow, I never really thought of it. But, yeah, I guess I am pretty anxious. I didn't realize it. But I've been living my life in a constant state of fear. A lot of what ifs. What if, what if? So get a mental health checkup. Let's remove the stigma. So also, as I was talking about self-care, sleep, avoid drugs and alcohol, eat healthy, physical activity, personal care, journaling, friendships, social connections, volunteering. And then there's what I would call therapeutic activities. Get a massage. One thing about massage, not only can it be relaxing, but my body is holding in this stress. What a massage does, it's like a sponge. Somebody's squeezing it out. You know, they say after the massage, I want you to drink a lot so you could flush out the toxins. It's therapeutic. Relaxation. Well, relaxation could take many forms. You could be lying on a hammock, going to the beach, and lying on the beach, taking a nice walk in the country, being with some friends, having a good belly laugh, watching some funny comedy movie, playing a board game, relaxing. It's important that you set time aside to relax. We need to unwind. We are at such a time in our history as human beings where we're just so ratcheted up, and there's just never... I'm always saying to myself, I just don't have enough time to get everything done that I want to get done. And I have to let things go. So, letting things go. Using mindfulness. Now, I do talk about mindfulness. That is a therapeutic activity. So, mindfulness is a form of meditation. And it is a very useful tool. And it's about being in the present. I can be mindful just in my breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. We have something called square breathing, where I breathe in, hold, breathe out, and hold. Breathe in, hold, breathe out. Hold. Now, oftentimes we recognize that our breathing is very shallow. I'm only breathing up here. When I practice mindfulness, I begin to notice that I need to use my diaphragm for breathing. So when I'm doing those deep breathing exercises, I'm becoming more mindful, feeling more relaxed. My shoulders go down. My life slows down a little bit. Just through the act of breathing, I'm giving my brain more oxygen. I'm exhaling more toxins. So that's a very important activity, breathing. It's one of the simplest things that we could do. Mindfulness, in addition to that, is using our five senses. What do I see? What do I smell? What do I taste? What am I touching? What do I hear? I could do that with anything that I do throughout the day. If I had carrot, I'm cutting up a carrot. It's orange, it's cold, it came out of the refrigerator, so it feels cold. I hear the knife slice through it, I hear the knife on the cutting board. I smell the carrot, I could taste the carrot, I hear it crunching. It's being very much in the present. In addition, it's about noticing not just what I'm doing, I could be noticing my thoughts. So I'm cutting up my carrot, I've pulled out the last carrot out of the bag, I say, oh my gosh, I need to get more carrots, and while I'm at the grocery store, I need kitty litter and toilet paper, and I am now noticing that my thoughts have moved and shifted away from what I'm actually doing. I've noticed. That's part of mindfulness. It's not about not having those thoughts, it's about noticing those thoughts, bringing myself back to cutting the carrot, brushing my teeth, taking a shower, walking the dog, walking from my car to my office. Practice it in everything. It's present moment living. And get out into nature. My gosh, you know what? Go for a walk outside. One of my favorite things, I love to garden, and one of my favorite things to do is to go and walk around through my garden. It takes me 15, sometimes 20 minutes. What's growing? Look at my vegetables. Check out my flowers. Look at the bees. Look at the flies. Look at the bees, butterflies. that's in it. Flies, butterflies. Check out the birds. I've got several bird baths. Oh, yesterday got home. I picked some tomatoes and some arugula from my garden and walked around and to my herb garden. And there was this little herd of three deer. They're looking at me. I'm looking at them. We're just having sort of this thing going on. Good, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, just sort of standing there looking at each other. And, you know, that's getting into nature. And for me, that is so relaxing. Shake off your day when you get home. So a little bit of exercise is a good thing. Shake your day off from coming home from work. As I said, that little bit of physical activity can help reduce cortisol. Just shake it off. Do some breathing. Do some mindfulness with your eating. Do some mindfulness with changing your clothes from work clothes to relaxing clothes. Listen to some relaxing music. Take care of yourself. If you don't take care of you, no one else is going to. Not in the way that you need. So it's really important, and I encourage you to do that. So I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I will be back next week with a guest. So I'm really excited about that. Please go on to Counselor's Chat on Facebook to find out more information about my guest. We're going to talk, of course, about mental health and mental health care, providing mental health care to people. And I'm really excited about that. So I will be back next week with a couple of guests, and I will wish you all a good week and good mental health. And sunny on Sunday, no more rain, at least for a while. Take care.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
With the midterm elections close on the horizon, Congress has a lot to do. Today, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan joined Fox News to talk about some of the priorities in Congress.
Just this week, we're going to finish our bill to rebuild the military, the Defense Authorization Bill. We're going to finish today our career and technical education bill, a complete overhaul of career and technical education. That's already out of the Senate now. We passed out of the House. It's going to go into law. This makes two